I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Israel launched deadly strikes in Gaza against Hamas on Sunday, and its forces also continued battering Beirut's southern suburbs as the country prepared to mark 1 year since the Palestinian militant group's October 7th attack on southern Israel. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
Dozens were killed and wounded when Israeli airstrikes hit a mosque and a school sheltering displaced people in the enclave early on Sunday. That's according to the Hamas-run Gaza government media office. Palestinian health officials said at least another 20 people had been killed since Saturday night in northern Gaza after the Israeli army sent tanks into the area for the first time in months and urged residents to leave. Hamas attacked southern Israel on October 7, 2023, killing 1,200 people and taking about 250 hostages, according to Israeli tallies. Israel's subsequent military assault on Gaza has killed nearly 42,000 Palestinians, according to Gaza's health ministry. It has also displaced nearly all of the enclave's 2.3 million people, caused a hunger crisis, and led to genocide allegations at the World Court that Israel denies. Israel also battered Beirut's southern suburbs overnight through Sunday morning. It's the most intense bombardment of the Lebanese capital since Israel sharply escalated its campaign against Iran-backed group Hezbollah last month.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Crowds participated in pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli protests and memorial events across Europe, North Africa, and Asia on Sunday on the eve of the first anniversary of the Hamas attack on Israel. Hundreds of demonstrators in Berlin on Sunday marched behind a banner that read, "Against all anti-Semitism." This is VOA News. Ukrainian officials said Sunday Russian forces attacked Ukraine overnight with 87 Shahed drones and four different types of missiles. A regional governor said a 49-year-old man was killed in the Kharkiv region after his car was hit by a drone. The barrage came a day after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he will present his quote-unquote victory plan at the October 12th meeting of the Ramstein Group of Nations that supplies arms to Ukraine. Pope Francis named 21 new cardinals Sunday, significantly increasing the pool who will one day elect his successor. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Among those named were the youngest cardinal, the head of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church in Melbourne at 44 years old, and the eldest cardinal, a 99-year-old Vatican diplomat. The new cardinals will get their red hats at a ceremony known as a consistory on December the 8th. It will be Francis's 10th consistory to create new princes of the church and the biggest infusion of voting age cardinals into the college in Francis's 11-year pontificate. I'm Karen Chamas.
Rescue teams from Bosnia's neighbors and European Union countries Sunday were joining efforts to clear the rubble and find people still missing from floods and landslides that devastated parts of the Balkan country. Bosnia sought EU help after a heavy rainstorm overnight Friday left entire areas underwater and debris destroyed roads and bridges, killing at least 18 people and wounding dozens. Officials said at least 10 people are still unaccounted for, many of them in southern Bosnia, which was almost completely buried in rocks and rubble from a quarry on a hill above. Residents there have said they heard a thundering rumble and saw houses disappear before their eyes. The head of the EU mission in Bosnia said on X teams were arriving to help. Bosnia is a candidate country for membership in the 27-nation bloc. The U.S.'s National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Milton is intensifying and will likely be a major hurricane before it slams into the storm-ravaged Florida coast, most likely on Wednesday. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency in 51 counties, many of which are still recovering from Hurricane Helene. The state's emergency management director says Florida is preparing for the largest evacuation in years since Hurricane Irma in 2017. U.S. President Joe Biden says his administration, quote, will keep working hand in hand with local and state leaders, regardless of political party and no matter how long it takes. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.